And as she was singing that song this morning, and I was listening to it when they were doing rehearsal, which they didn't have to do much because they all just got it going on, I'm like, oh my gosh, so great. But I was thinking about, you know, it's like you can do miracles when you believe. And I was thinking about the movie Dumbo and how when he got, I know, my mind goes places. But I was thinking about that because, you know, it's like he had that little feather and then he believed with his big ears that he could fly. And it's just having the faith in something. So having the faith in whatever it is, it's like you can do miracles. So stepping into that, oh, so amazing. Thank you, Rosie, this morning for reading What We Believe. Back in the day, I mean, it's a vivid memory. But when I first came to this teaching, it seemed like we read that every single week just to really get it in our minds. And basically what it's saying is what our theme for this month is, which is where we are, where humanity and divinity meet, which is right where we are. You are where humanity and divinity meet because divinity is flowing through each one of us. I was reading a thing about John Lennon, and when he was in school, they said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And he said, "Happy." And they said, "I don't think you understand the assignment." And he said, "I don't think you understand life." It's like, how great is that? Because isn't that the ultimate? And so then we go through life looking for our purpose. What is my purpose? What am I here to do? Which is what we're going to talk about today. The talk title is, "I am eternally young and spiritually mature." Whatever. Spiritually mature. But really all of us are, because there's that infinite knowing, that spirit that has been back of everything, that flows right where we are. We are the divinity and the intelligence of all of the ages. It's flowing right where we are. And somewhere in there, we already know this. The Centers for Spiritual Living have kind of coined a new phrase, because we used to say we're non-denominational. New phrase, we are trans-denominational. So we transcend denominations and we believe in everything. Really, right? Isn't that awesome? We believe in everything, that life and love and everything is flowing through, and there is a universal presence, whatever anybody believes. There's a universal presence behind that. And everything is guiding and directing us to our right and perfect place. And as long as we get ourselves out of the way, because sometimes we talk ourselves out of our greatness, get that little mind out of the way and step into the spiritual maturity of who we are. And that doesn't mean that we don't still enter the playfulness. So eternally young. So this morning when Violet arrived, we entered another realm. So this is not a tablecloth. This is now my cape. And so I have become magic. And it's like we can step into that. And it's so fun to step into a child's world. And it's like, just forget about everything else. And it's like, I just want to live there, right? And that's part of our eternal youngness. Keeping that playful spirit. As Jesus said, be as little children. And that to me is coming with that, I don't know everything, and everything is new and amazing, and there's miracles happening out here and in here, and I just get to be open and present. Because the minute we are full of everything that we know, we don't have room for anything else. We're full of it, right? So we get to put that part aside and be open. And the more open we are, the more we have the opportunity to learn. I have been reading this book, The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leaders, and I love it so much. It's like, why isn't it right here? Because I left it in my other book bag. I take it everywhere with me until I really am wanting it. But it was written by somebody who's in our teaching in Science of Mind, but in corporate America, changing things where being conscious in the moment and remembering that we do not have to tell people to park their feelings at home and then come to work. So it's evolving something different for corporate America. It's like, you know what? We all have feelings, and let's come with the curiosity. It's like you're either above the line or below the line. Below the line is victim mentality. All this out here is happening to me. Above the line is taking responsibility. It's like, huh, that's interesting that I created that. Not taking on guilt, but taking it on consciously with a spiritual maturity, saying, you know what? There's something happening out here, and I created it with my thoughts, with my belief system. So isn't that interesting that I created that? So let me not take guilt or blame, but let me take responsibility for what my thoughts and my actions are, and let me move forward. And not judging other people, but staying in the curiosity. Let me be curious. Huh, interesting that that person is like that. Yesterday when we had the New Earth Expo, there was a young kid that came up to me, and he was just so full of life. And he's like, isn't it really cool when we get it and we're just open? I said, yeah. How old are you? You've got it already. He's like, yeah, people think I'm a little nuts. And I'm like, yeah, me too. It's okay. I said, as long as you like you and you love what you're doing. And he's like, I absolutely do. I'm creating a life I love. And I realized that all I have to do is just keep visualizing it so I can step into the picture. I'm like, yeah, preach. Go ahead. He had this going on. I thought, you know, if everybody could get that. The one thing he said, and it was a reminder to me, he's like, if everybody just loved themselves and listened to that inner calling, we'd have a world that is full of love. We wouldn't have any war. I said, yeah, exactly. And then I go to the word that Jesus said, or the little line where he says, forgive them, they know not what they do. Because sometimes when people are acting out, it's like, forgive them, they know not what they do. And if we stay above the line and stay in the curiosity, isn't that interesting? And stay in the curiosity of our own self. Isn't that interesting that I'm reacting or responding the way I am? Let me get to the space of love and be conscious in the moment. Which, when we have big events like we did yesterday with the New Earth Expo, I'm running around getting all crazy, and it's like, oh, this is going on, we got that and that and that. Camilla came up to me, we were in the kitchen, and she was so sweet. She's like, let's just take a moment. Let's take a breath. Let's do a prayer. And it's like, oh, thank you for reminding me, because sometimes we have to remember to be in the moment. And take a breath and enjoy and be mindful of each and every person that's around us. And then I think about my hula hoop. And I've done this before, but I have to remind myself sometimes because I had my hula hoop, I gave it to my granddaughter, and so I had to get a new hula hoop. But this is part of my spiritual practice. And it just makes it fun and exciting to just imagine that there's a beautiful net on here just cleaning and cleansing every thought that doesn't serve me. And I can just release all of that and step aside from it. It's like the song that we sing by Emma Curtis Hopkins, Free My Mind from Yesterday. Let me know what's true. And what's true is that each one of us are that space of love. We are where humanity and spirituality meet. So embracing and loving ourselves. And then this becomes my vortex of everything that I'm wanting, everything that I'm choosing in my life. And then I can just step in it and embrace it. Picture, imagine, pretend that it's already real, already right here. Just like Dumbo with the feather in his little trunk, he could fly. And if you haven't seen the movie for a while, you might want to watch it. It's like, oh, that's really spiritual. And it's believing in yourself and having faith that I can fly. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, there can never come a time when we shall stop progressing. Age is an illusion. Limitation is a mistake, and unhappiness is ignorance. When we're not happy, it just means we've forgotten who we are. Just like John Lennon saying, I want to be happy. And it's a choice. They even have a school back in the East Coast called the Happiness University. So if you forget to be happy, you can go to school. Learn how to be happy. And lighten up on things, because life is eternal. He goes on to say, in truth, there is no beginning or end, for there was never a commencement of life in the eternal, and there will never be an ending. Age is man's measure of period of experience. Life is just all about the experience, and we're here to enjoy it. Chris Michaels is one of the ministers that I worked with in Kansas City. Is that me? Nope, it was something else. In Kansas City, Missouri, when I lived out in the Midwest. I've lived a little bit of everywhere. It's all good. He's in Florida now, but he wrote this really great book called The Power of You, and it's great because it's all about you. He said, most people in the world gained their first exposure to a concept of evolution in the 19th century through the word of Charles Darwin. You are not here to evolve, you are here to unfold. We're here to unfold the divinity of who we are, to allow ourselves, and to not get so caught up on, oh, there's an ending, but each day is a miracle. There can be miracles, and there are miracles every day. And the fact that we just walk around like just something normal's going on here, it's like, no, something amazing is going on here all the time. She has four little dogs, and one of them got hit by a car this last week. And so I was kind of talking her through the eternality of life, and her husband passed away last summer. And I said, you know, they're together now, the Rainbow Bridge, I'm talking all these things. And then I said, I want you to watch A Dog's Purpose. Have any of you seen this movie, A Dog's Purpose? It's a really cute movie because it's like the dog keeps getting reincarnated into another dog. And it's just fun and happy and joyful. And I'm thinking, you know, life is eternal. Whether we put these bodies down and move on, keep it light, keep it joyful, come out and have fun. And know that regardless of what our age is, there's always something for us to do. There's always a purpose. And then I started thinking about, well, when I was younger, you know, when they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And several different options, because you look at the people in your life, it's like, oh, okay, I want to be a waitress, because that's what my mom did. High aspirations, yay! She was amazing. And then I said, I want to be a flight attendant, a stewardess, or an actress. And so I took a lot of classes in drama, which was helpful because I used to be very, very shy. So having drama was really, really helpful. And I kept thinking, being an actress, what is the purpose? What is the why in that? And I thought about watching movies and how they touched me at a deep level. So it's like my purpose is to touch lives in a powerful way, in a way that moves people. And so it's like, oh, I could pretty much do that with anything. And each one of us have some kind of purpose, whether it's making somebody smile, giving smiles out, giving hugs out, giving compliments. We can either be part of the solution or part of the not solution. I don't want to use the other word. It really comes down to us, and it's like, okay, if I can see the beauty and the brilliance out there, I know the beauty and the brilliance is in here. So let me find the love, and let me know that life is simple and easy, and we don't have to take it so heavy. I was thinking about when, after my mom's dog passed away, I was thinking about when my dad was still alive, and nobody's really had the conversation with him as he's getting older. My dad was, he went to the doctor once, and the doctor said, you know, if you keep drinking and smoking, you will not live to be 55. He's like, yeah, I didn't really take that advice. So he was getting close to 75. And I'm like, okay, Dad, let's talk about when you make your transition. What music do you want? Do you want us to cremate you? You want us to put you in the box? It's like, these are crucial conversations. You know, I could have that kind of conversation with my dad. And he's like, he went to the country western song. Just prop me up next to the jukebox when I die. I'm like, okay. Yeah, and seriously, so we can't really do that. So what can we do? And then finding the music and everything. And he told me everything that he wanted. And it's like, okay, now I can share that with everyone else. But it was such, I was so glad that I had that conversation with him. Because it keeps life light. I've had that conversation with my kids. Here's what I want. And I'll make out my own eulogy so you don't have to worry about it. Because here's what I want you to say about me. And it's like, well, you won't know anyway. And it's like, I know, but I'll haunt you, so just know that. But keeping life light. And it's like when we put our bodies down, it doesn't have to be heavy or, it's like, okay, we're just continuing to evolve and continuing to flow in different ways. So keeping it light, keeping it beautiful, keeping it simple. Yeah, I digress. So there's so many things I want to say, and it's like, okay, I'm just knowing that you're getting exactly what you're getting, and it's right and perfect, and it's all within inside each one of us anyway. But getting into that space of letting go and letting God, you know, there's that great phrase, let go, let God, and what that really means is go within and remove any of the blocks that are blocking our flow for the things that we're wanting. Getting into that beautiful divine flow. Jesus said, take the, oh, I love how I make little notes. It's like, oh, I had this great idea. Let me talk about this. I was thinking about the Kelly Clarkson song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Anybody listen to that song? It's a great little song. It's about a woman who's driving with her baby in the car, and she's on black ice. And if any of you are from the Midwest like I am, it is not just a thing. It is a thing. So it's like the cement, the roads look like normal black, but there's ice, there's a sheet of ice, and I've done 360s on those before. It's kind of crazy. But in the song, it's like, Jesus, take the wheel. I can't handle this anymore. And basically what she's saying is, in our teaching, we would be saying, let go, get rid of the blocks that are blocking our flow, and allow spirit to come through and listen to that inner knower, because there's something inside of us that's guiding and directing us. So allow it to guide and direct. And part of that means let's just take a moment. And let's go inside of our minds, inside of our hearts, and listen to what Spirit is saying. And it's like, okay, here's my vortex. Here's what it is that I'm choosing for my life. Spirit, guide and direct me. And let me let go of anything that isn't serving me, anything that's blocking my flow. And the biggest thing that blocks our flow is our story about ourselves, our story that we're not good enough, that we don't deserve, or I don't know how I want this. Maybe this is what I'm wanting in my vortex, and we get caught up into, I don't know how. Well, Spirit does. And it's really getting to that space of let go of any blocks, and know that Spirit is guiding and directing me. We can put on our capes, we can grab the magic feather, and we can know, because whatever it takes to know that Spirit is guiding and directing. We just have to quiet our own mind. I love the story that Thich Nhat Hanh tells, the great Buddhist monk, where he talks about his granddaughter or his great niece coming to visit him, and he makes the apple juice. He makes it from scratch, and then he pours it for all of her little friends, and then the last glass is full of pulp. And she's like, I don't want it. It's dirty. And he's like, no, it's okay. It's still good. It's just pulpy. I'm not going to have it. After a little while, after the glass is set, the sediment all goes to the bottom, and all of a sudden she's like, Uncle Monk, look at it, it's clear, it's clean. Yeah, it just needed to sit for a little while. And she said, oh, that's why you meditate so often, because you just need to allow stuff to settle down, and then we can see things crystal clear. And when we allow things inside our mind, inside our life, inside our heart to just settle down and know that the answer is coming, and it's going to get to us the easiest, softest, gentlest way it can, based on all the blocks that we put up, not worthy, not good enough, don't know how to make it happen. Any blocks that we're putting are our old story, and we're caught up into that. Put those down and go to that space and know that Spirit is flowing through, that you are the place where divinity and humanity meet, and that Spirit is guiding you with ease, with grace, with love. Ernest Holmes goes on to say, life cannot grow old. God in us, through us, and as us can only express perfection. There is that part of us that is so beautiful and so perfect and so divine, and then we put on all the other stuff. So it's like, all right, it's time to put down the other stuff and the pretense, because sometimes we just want to, I don't want to say keeping up with the Joneses, but putting on appearances, and it's like when we just show up and let go of everything and be at that open space that it's like, all right, Spirit, I just surrender. I put down everything. And sometimes for me, it's almost like, I don't know anything, just show me. And then when I sit in that quiet without any blocks or any preconceived notions, then it's like, Spirit's directing, go this way, do that. And it's not like the voice of God on high, because that is not a thing, although you can make it a thing. But it's that still small voice inside that says, oh, go ahead and do this, or go ahead and call this person, or go ahead and invite them in. It's okay. You're safe. All is well. So taking ourselves to that space where there's only love and where that divine divinity spirit intuition is flowing, that perfection that we are that's at the back of everything else. So last week, the charge was to let your little light shine, because we sang the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. How many of you let your light shine? I liked that goal. And so my charge for you for this week is to continue to let your light shine. Let go of any of the blocks and any of the preconceived notions and allow yourself to wear funky boots and to dance and to sing and to play and to allow Spirit to guide and direct you and inspire you. So let your light shine. As we take all of this goodness and knowing that we are above the line, that we do not sink below the line, as we go above the line and go into the curiosity, as we close our eyes to any appearances and just go within for just a moment, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. We can just say, Spirit, guide me. Let me put down anything that does not serve me. Let me just let that go. Let me have a new story, a new day. Let me allow myself to be above the line, staying in the curiosity and the love of life, that it's okay for people to do what they do. Let me send love. Let me forgive them. They know not what they do, because if they loved themselves, they would think higher and better and be at a better space in life. We are the space where humanity and divinity meet. So in this oneness, knowing that the divine intelligence of the universe, of all of the ages, the divine minds, the brilliant minds, are guiding and directing. It is that inner knower inside each and every one of us. We are one with that. That inner knower that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows the right and perfect steps to take. Knowing the purpose that I showed up in this experience, knowing that life is absolutely eternal, that we embrace this life, this moment, this day, this being that we are, with ease, with grace, with love, letting everything else just flow away, knowing that every cell in our body is illuminated, a whole new level, a whole new light, that life is good and life is very good. As we step into that space of gratitude for the goodness of the world, gratitude for the goodness that flows through right where we are, gratitude for the prosperity, the love, the peace, the joy, and those things we focus on. As we take all of this, I just release it into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well, and so it is.